Riverside representer. Vaughn Poe the seventh, the revelation or the resurrection. I'm a perfect plan of media shower to dissolve you cowards. And the race of the evolution is nailing them off to the crucifix. Ah. Paris Boulevard right off of Bowen. Them was little niggas, so rowdy searching for the omen. Nigga, we bet that Excalibur will do. Buried the stone, I'm on the road to Babylon before the revelation occurs. Cause the block is your best friend until you're leaving it. That's why I'm not feeling the need. My people spent their whole life in it. Bastards victimized religion, Jesus ain't a Christian. What's the word? Like, who the fuck they think they playing with us? That organized threat. 2014, we bring the damage, Garrett. The general, I earned the title that I'm walking with. So what the fuck have you done? Who the fuck have you put on, son? They don't want it. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. For the seven, for the seven. And I can do you like the radios do. And I can do you like the radios do. And I can do you like the radios do. But I represent the seven. But I represent the seven. Spit it for the culture, nigga. Just let them hate and you just focus on yourself, my nigga. Shit, you already proved to them that you're lyrical. Time to elevate your business guard and show them what this money do. I'm just a little kid from P-Town. My mama was a black queen and my father was a ghost to me. Why? Too many skeletons in my closet be getting close to me. And bitch made motherfuckers still refuse to show respect to me. Look, fuck them, let them get buried off in the dirt. And I'ma always love the underground, but I deserve a bigger push. Tell RZA where them beats at, and I got them with the kush. And I've been building blocks with all Ray, that's my big bro from now on. And from here on to now on, let icons be icons on. Heavenly Father, all praise, dearly departed. I'm never screaming rest in peace to motherfuckers that I ain't walk with. Only gods relate, my nigga, say it with your chest. Welcome to that rebirth, welcome to the testaments. Judas died in heaven, Galileo broke the settlement. Roman lays the beat, so without a doubt the God is blessing it. So without a doubt the God is blessing it all. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your pockets. For the seven. And I can do you like the radios do. And I can do you like the radios do. And I can do you like the radios do. But I represent the seven. But I represent the seven.
You now feel that you have beating stick.
Yes.
Someone and something that you can point to and say, they're not real. These are not real Muslims. These are not real people of God. These are not like us. They are coming with a different Islam or a different teaching or something that is not in orthodoxy. They are illegitimate. They don't wear beards. They don't use mishwak. They're not Sunni. They're not Shiite. So they can't be the real thing. So you say. But we want to say to you, in humility, you don't dictate to Allah what He can and can't do. Many of you say to us, Allah can't do that. Allah can't come in person. Do that. Show me one place in this book where it says Allah can't do such and such. You show it to me. Because you don't know what you're talking about. Allah can do whatever He pleases to do. You're looking at a black man. And those of you who don't feel that you're black, fine. The message is not for you. We can count back 400 years of the most brutal treatment. Look, they took my name, my language, my culture. They killed my mother, my father, denied me religion, disallowed me to read or write for over 300 years. They reduced me to the level of an animal where they branded me on my chest, branded me on my buttocks with a branding iron. And they called me 3/5 of a human being in the American Constitution. Is that the act of a human being or the act of a devil? Black people were taught to hate ourselves. Even to this day, many of my people suffer from self-hatred. And you will see us trying to change our skin color. When I was born in the 50s, in Jamaica, they would take, you know, like my nose, the mothers would sometimes take the nose and try to squash it.
That's right.
To make it straighter, because they didn't like this nose, because it was too, what they call Negroid. And they would try and squash it because they'd been so conditioned to hate self that they felt that the baby was ugly if it had thick lips and broad nose and black skin. And so this is the, in order to counterbalance that degree of self-hatred, there had to be a teaching given by Elijah to black people that would allow us to fall in love once again with ourselves.
That's right.
To have self-respect and to identify that one who was primarily responsible for our destruction. You must understand that I'm a baby in wisdom, but I'm not a fool. Don't stand here and be angry with us. If we're speaking foolishness, then go and listen to something of wisdom.
Right.
Don't waste your time listening to fools. Because when you do that, you make yourself the fool. By standing around saying, this is foolishness. I don't believe this. Well, demonstrate your wisdom.
Go ahead.
By going and listening to real wisdom then.
Go ahead.
Why leave the foolish people to speak foolishness? And we will continue to speak our foolishness. Because Allah says that He will take the wisdom of this world and make it foolishness. And He will take the foolish ones and He will make them wise.